This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show, Andy and Randy, Funk Friday. Thanks for being with us. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Look ahead to some of the other preseason storylines ahead of the first weekend of a full slate of preseason games in about 20 minutes, including some Lions and Falcons thoughts ahead of tonight's game right here on the radio station. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo and Sports Jeopardy all in this hour.
It's so crazy watching, you know, Ja'Marr Chase and like, damn, and his quarterback, man, him and Justin Jefferson in college.
Yeah.
Damn cheat sheet with Hilaire and
right.
Like it's a damn cheat sheet.
Right. When it would be really crazy if it was like, and they only, I mean, and they only won 11 games or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like they better beat the hell out of everybody. They beat everybody by 30 every week.
The only team that really gave them issues, and they didn't get issues, was Auburn. You remember, because Auburn had that three-man line and dropped everybody in coverage?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
They just was, they were damn, oh my God.
They were absolute.
God.
Wrecking crew.
Goodness,
I mean,
gracious.
It was, I don't know, it's one of the most dominant, if not the most dominant seasons of college football I've ever seen
and it
from
came
a team
from,
perspective. Because
you remember, it wasn't the same. Remember that, was it the Fiesta Bowl when they played in Central Florida when that dude came back and like damn near killed Joe Burrow?
Mm-hmm.
It knocked the hell out. It knocked something into Joe. He wasn't the same since then.
Yeah, that hit changed him for the better.
Changed for the better, exactly.
I know, because that's the weird thing, because like obviously, you know, he was at Ohio State and didn't play and then transferred to LSU and played a whole year.
Yeah.
The 2 years at LSU, and the first year was like, all right, he's pretty good.
He's all right.
And I remember after that year, they're like, maybe he'll come out. He might be like a second day draft pick, whatever.
Yeah.
And then
end up being.
And then he came back, and everyone was like, well, of course he's going to come back. Why wouldn't he? Why be a second? And then, you know, obvious number one pick. It wasn't Halloween before everybody was like, damn, what are these guys up to? And I remember it was the Monday after the SEC championship game we were on, and, you know, they beat Georgia by however many they beat them by. And I was like, I know that the reaction to that game today is going to be like, what's wrong with Georgia? Let's just wait and see what they do in the playoff.
Because
I think they might just be that team. And
They were that team. Here's one. Who got a worse coach, the biggest raise? Cam Newton or Joe Burrow?
That's a great question.
Because Coach, let's call it.
We love him.
We love him.
We love him.
But Gene Chizik, come on.
Yeah.
Which performance got the worst coach the best hire? Made them look like they were a better coach. Well, both of them, but.
God, that's such a great question. And then if there's other people on that list that you want to throw in there, send them to us on Twitter.
Jameis and Jimbo.
Well, like what Penix did at Indiana for those couple of years. What's that guy's name? Was it Tom Allen?
Tom Allen, yeah.
Like, he got a huge contract.
I was going to say, let's give it a year or two and maybe have this discussion about DeBoer.
Oh, maybe.
That guy got one of the. I mean, three best jobs in college football.
Michael Penix was so good a quarterback that Kalen DeBoer got
That's
to be the head coach of Alabama.
Yep.
Like, and again, maybe. You might be right. You might be right about that. But, yeah, these ones have been proven to be true for sure.
Yes.
I'll say
Because you had to give it to him.
Yeah, you had to. You had to. Burrow.
Burrow.
I think it was Burrow.
Okay.
Because Chizik coached again, right? Like he coached.
He coached in North Carolina, right?
He had a head coaching job after that. Yeah, was it just a DC job?
I thought it was a DC.
Because Coach O's on the beach now.
Coach O didn't want to coach no more. Coach O got that money.
That's true. He's
left
been a
his woman
of
and is down in Delray Beach somewhere, no shirt at a damn swim up bar.
I heard, and I'm just going to go with it because I heard it from someone that tells the truth usually. He had to do some sort of court proceeding to get the last bit of his money, mm-hmm. and he got $17 million. Mm-hmm. But when the contract was signed, he was still married, so he had to give her half of it, even though they're divorced. And he just got the court settlement, $17 million. But when the contract was signed,
he's married.
They were married, mm-hmm. so it's community property, mm-hmm. so it's 50-50. Mm-hmm. So they've been divorced for however many years, and she just got a solid $8.5 million just for having been married to him. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. Pretty good. Good gig if you can get it.
Dude, you got to cuddle for another month.
And we got to get back together for a long vacation.
Later did it. Hey, man, you better Russell Wilson did it.
Oh, before you signed?
Yeah, Russell Wilson did it. Yeah, man, you better just keep your arm around it, dog. Keep your arm around it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question, though. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. All right, there was three games last night. Ravens, Eagles, and Raiders and Seahawks tied. But it was fun to see games on last night. Obviously, some of these guys are going to factor big time into their team's seasons. You just talked about these two guys doing it in college. They were doing it in preseason last night, too.
Burrow waiting for the shotgun snap. 2-by-2 formation. Looks left. Throws left. Caught by Chase. Escapes a tackle. Racing down the sideline. Touchdown!
Nice.
Bengals! Jamar Chase picking up where he left off last year.
That tight turn was something. That tight turn. Because
yeah.
Keenan had no shot. If he would have just turned, but how tight he was able to turn and just go straight.
Well, and Kelee Ringo is a freak of an athlete.
He's
very like a big dude, but like that guy's an absolute freak.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase, best receiver in the NFL.
Levels to this, baby.
What do you got? There's exactly.
Levels.
There's
to this
different baby. Floors.
Yeah, man.
He's on the top one.
He levels this.
One of the other stories from last night too was Tanner McKee, the backup of the Eagles, had a really nice performance. Yeah. 20-25, 2 touchdowns. So not that there was any. I mean, they know who the starting quarterback is there. Him.
Oh, he's a backup?
Now?
Oh, I thought they had a veteran.
They had Pickett last year.
Yeah, I know Pickett was gone. I thought they had a veteran. Because I know Marcus is in Washington. I don't mm-hmm. know. I thought they had a different guy.
Unless I'm mistaken.
But no, there's levels to this whole thing. But no, he was really good. And I thought that they were trying to figure out, talking about Cincinnati, why they have such slow starts. So go out there and play. The way Joe talked at the podium, they're going to play in the next game. And hopefully that's one thing. But they still ain't got their best defensive player yet.
No.
Yeah.
No. And their defense was atrocious last year.
Yes. But I don't know that
changes.
Be 20th.
Yeah, you're right.
I thought it wasn't even like 31 or something.
I don't know how they couldn't have been 32.
Yeah, man.
They scored 30-plus points in losses.
Yes.
On offense.
Yes.
In games they lost, they averaged over 30 points.
Yes.
That's dumb. Like, that's not possible.
There's a board in the meeting room. They have offensive goals, and it's 28 points.
Yeah, man.
28 points.
You score 30, you win.
You win.
Period.
In the NFL. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We're talking about a team that went 4 years without scoring 30 points that we cover. Arthur Smith had one 30-point game in his 3 years.
Damn, bum.
These guys averaged 30 points in their losses.
That's one of the things where I wish you would have kept that to yourself. I forgot that. I had erased that memory.
Nah, I don't erase it. It's going to make this year sweeter.
Damn.
To make this year sweeter. Yeah, we covered weekly, every week, Randy. We covered some very bad offenses.
Damn.
But you know why?
They had bad quarterback.
Really bad quarterback play. It's really, really bad. All right, here's, speaking of bad quarterback play, here's Anthony Richardson getting demolished.
Anthony Richardson goes out of the gun, ball in the near hash, backs the throw, and he is decked from the left, and he is sacked and buried. He took a big-time hit, but more importantly, hangs on to the football, and the Ravens with a sack off the left edge. Yeah.
And he's going off the field, Matt. He got hit unabated. There was no one blocking. The protection was totally not there.
And so the protection was there because of his fault.
Unabated is right, though.
He was talking about his finger was like 90 degrees. But I think that's the thing with him, because he's in this quarterback competition that they want him to win, that they need him to win. And now he put, I mean, he's here, but he's finding out after the game, Think about the, when you dislocate the finger.
Which one was it?
I don't know which one it was.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, whenever you dislocate the finger.
Pinky?
All right. Yeah, it's all about the next day and the soreness because it hurt. It's just a sore thing. It's swollen. But you can't play quarterback if you can't know what you're doing as far as who's the free guy, where your hot is, or maybe just, hey, let's turn the protection the other way. Like, he's got to do a better job of that. And the only way he can do that is if he plays. So Abe said it's a pinky finger. It all goes about how quarterbacks grip the ball. You remember when what was his name? Oh my God! You remember Steve? You might be too young for that. When Steve DeBerg played for the Chiefs,
I've heard of him,
but he had like a shattered pinky, and they had all kind of pins and everything in his finger.
But he could still play.
Yeah, but he played
because he gripped it like that.
He played for the Chiefs, but I will always remember that as a kid. His finger was so shattered that they had pins and stuff sticking all out of it.
Well, I remember it seemed like every year, the final 5 years of Brett Favre's career, he would hurt his thumb because he would follow through and hit it on somebody's helmet.
Yep.
And it's like, you can't play quarterback without a thumb.
Yeah, no.
Like, maybe your pinky, you could figure it out, but your thumb, you got to, you know.
It's a different beast, man. It's a different type beast.
That thumb's a vital finger.
You were talking about Rashawn Slater just signed a $114 million extension. Torn patella tendon. You watch the clip. He's not doing anything. He's blocking.
Right. Yeah.
He's blocking.
Yeah.
And then goes
out. Non-contact.
But they did draft Joe Alt last year, who's always a left tackle at Notre Dame.
He was a left tackle at Notre Dame.
They're going to shift him over. It's a different beast now.
Right.
But
if there's any team that may be equipped to handle that, and I don't know, we'll see.
Didn't he miss? He missed a lot of time 2 years ago.
Slater?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he missed a lot of time 2 years ago.
Yeah, man. No, it really sucks. You hate to hear a guy – anybody going down and missing a whole year at this point of the season, but especially a guy as important as he is and just signed that huge contract and all that too. And I don't know, like I just believe in Jim Harbaugh and that roster. Mm-hmm. Like I just think that they're really good. And they made the playoffs last year, right? Like he wins and his philosophy has worked a lot of different places. It's hard to do that without your full slate of offensive linemen.
Matthew Stafford, we talked about his back. He's going to start practice on Monday, hopefully. They said so. Yeah, so if he starts practice on Monday, then all will be well as far as that. Mike Hill got hurt. So it looked like he's going to be out for a while, hyperextended his knee. He's doing running tests. So, yeah. We talked about CJ.
CJ Gardner-Johnson.
This one surprised me.
Not as bad as initially reported.
Cameron Hayward's won a new deal. I think they just gave him a new deal up in Pittsburgh. Like, he's like, hell, y'all giving out all this money to other guys that ain't from here. How about you let a guy that's been here?
Yeah, he's still good.
Let me hold some of that bread.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't he an All-Pro last year?
Either last year or the year before.
Certainly a Pro Bowler. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Let me go on and grab some of that.
Go ahead and pay me.
Let me get some of that. Y'all gave a guy, I've been here. You know what I mean? That's the same thing like Terry McLaurin. I've been here.
Right.
I was here when we were horrible.
I've been through it.
You know what I mean? I don't even know who the quarterbacks were when he was here.
Terry McLaurin played with some bad quarterbacks.
And I'm like, I've been through all this. Mm-hmm. And then y'all get a quarterback. You bring in Debo.
This is Cameron Hayward like, all right. I said what I said about Aaron Rodgers and you brought him in anyway.
Yeah.
I need a raise now. I need some money. Plus, also, he's not getting any younger.
No, he's
like, this is
35.
Gotta be. He's been in the league forever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. Good timing. This is the right time to do it. You put a little pressure on him.
Why not?
Because they have to win this year. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And they're not winning without him.
Man, I mean, he did it before and they gave him an extension. Yeah. But he wants to restructure, so maybe just put some money up front.
Perfect timing.
Put some money up there.
Put a little pressure on him.
Give me a nice little signing bonus.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about what to expect or what you're looking forward to from some of the other preseason games this weekend. Some rookies playing, some competition, stuff like that. And then also, obviously, what to expect tonight between the Falcons and the Lions right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.